Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls, welcome back. It is the final hour on a Monday of of the Rob Brown Show. I got my wires all kinds across today. That's okay. It's Monday. You gotta ease into it, my friends, you know? You got to ease into it.
Yeah, it's been an entire laid-back day for you.
It really has.
It really has me concerned about my job. Like you're being nice to me on my last day or something.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
That's not a thing I would do.
I'm more concerned about how nice and laid-back you've been all show than I am of any emails I got over the weekend.
No, listen. It was a spectacular sports weekend, was it not?
You have talked a couple of times about you reflected on something that I said on Friday and changed your mind about it. It's like, okay, this is not good. I'm waiting for that email. It's that hour when you get that email. So,
I don't think so, man. I think you nailed a spectacular point, and I think it deserves to be recognized. That's all.
For a weekend where I felt like there was a lots of problems for me Friday. Where I was contemplating retirement and dreading coming into work today, and then I get here and like, dude, people are nice. It's just weird.
Don't like that. Hey, everybody, be a to me
or just be normal.
Good weekend of the Masters. Scottie Scheffler, 11 under, ends up taking home the green jacket one more time again. That's 2 in 3 years. Had a very interesting Friday night SmackDown on Friday. We had, I don't know how much, if any of it, you got to watch, great one, but UFC 300, as far as I'm concerned, was everything we had hoped it would be.
Yeah, I just there was no heavyweight. I mean, I did see the knockouts and everything, and it looked like it was awesome. I've seen a bunch of the highlights. But there wasn't the one thing that made me buy it, even though as good as it was. And, you know, Gaethje going down.
Going down.
With one second left. Yeah. I mean, that was amazing.
There was buzzer beater knockout.
It's one of those things where just about everything shows up on X, like later after it just happened. So if you're not in that mood where you got the money, you can afford to pay-per-view, you're ready to sit down, you know you're wide awake, you're going to be able to be awake until the next day, which is what you normally have to do, sometimes it's better to go, I'll just watch the highlights.
I will tell you, and I say this with...
But Conor has announced a fight, we'll buy that fight.
Okay.
Whether you guys love him or not... We like watching him fight. So
let me personally attack the great one on this one. If you are more excited about the return of a washed up Conor McGregor than you are about what that card was this weekend, you don't like fighting. You like celebrities.
I am, and here's the much like what we talked about with golf. He stands out. And he sells pay-per-views. He absolutely does. I would love to see a heavyweight fight that actually means something, but because Dana caters to whatever John Jones does to the point where the title is just put on hold, any other weight class there would have been an interim belt out there and someone would have been fighting for it, but because it's John Jones, the heavyweights just no longer exist. I'm a heavyweight guy. Look at me. So I like watching heavyweight fights. I just do.
Man, I'm sorry. Like that card.
No, it
was as compelling of a card as they have put together in ages.
It would have been worth it, but I wouldn't have been awake. So, I mean,
well, I can't help you with that. I can't help you with that.
A lot of times I'll make the decision when I get done with Upstate Pulse on the way home. I will tell my wife, or she will tell me, that she's already bought it. And in this case, it didn't happen. And, you know, you get home and go, okay, I can't make it. And it's pretty pricey.
I mean, it's not cheap. I'm not disagreeing. I am simply going to say, as far as I am concerned, that was the best card they have put on in a very long time. And if you are more excited, if you're going to stay up late to watch McGregor, because it's not like that fight's going to be earlier.
I will. I will stay up to watch McGregor. I absolutely will. And they will stack the card around him. It'll be pretty good. They have the last couple cards been really good. And this one was absolutely stacked. But you and I talked about it on Fight Club on last Thursday. Where are the heavyweights? That's the money bouts for me. And the fact that there aren't any, it's almost a no-sell for me.
I don't know. So I'm good at my job, for sure. I'm not gonna.
By the way, Sean O'Malley is, when he's fighting, that's a must-buy. Because he's got the showmanship down too. And maybe I just have too much professional wrestling in my heart that I need to see some of that build up before I watch a major pay-per-view. And there's also, and I brought this up several times, it costs a lot of money to watch.
Again, I understand and agree with that wholeheartedly.
So if I'm going to watch maybe two, maybe three per year, I'm going to pick out one where I know there's one guy that everyone either really loves or really hates, and they're fighting, and I'm going to watch that.
See, I like I said, I think to me, it really puts me in a spot where, and I don't know how to vocalize this, but it's something that I said earlier. It's similar to what I said earlier about Scottie Scheffler. If you watched yesterday's final round of the Masters at Augusta, and you weren't entertained, then you don't like golf. You just like competition. You like drama. And that's okay. That's okay. America as a country loves drama in its sports. And I'm not going to pretend.
I was going to say, you're saying this, and you're Mr. I watch every NCIS that exists.
100%. I'm not putting myself not in that mix, but I'm saying if you watch yesterday what Scottie Scheffler was doing specifically on the back nine at Augusta, and you were not entertained, you don't like golf. You like drama. And again, that's okay. But I'm going to make the same argument. If you will stay up late to watch a washed Conor McGregor, but you thought 300 wasn't compelling enough to buy and watch, you don't like actual MMA. You like drama around fights. And that's okay, too.
And that's your opinion, and I believe your opinion is wrong. I love MMA.
It's not enough to watch the best card they've put together in years, but enough to watch Conor McGregor.
Okay, next pay-per-view, you can give me some of that talent money. And then that will not factor in.
What I'm saying is, you just said you're willing to spend the money on McGregor, I know. But not on the most stacked prelims to main event card UFC has put together in the last 100 events, but you'll make the same decisions the opposite direction for Conor McGregor.
Yes.
See, I don't understand.
And I'm not the only one.
I'm not saying you are. So I am lumping you in the group that probably contains the majority of people, for sure. But it is a group that I am willing to say, you don't like MMA, you like entertainment and drama, and this happens to be MMA. Like, that's how that...
I believe you can like both, by the way. But there are some things that pushes you...
You have prioritized one,
yeah.
Right?
Well, here's the other thing. If there would have been a heavyweight bout, I would have bought it too.
I don't...
Yeah, even if it wasn't for a fight for a title, there were no heavyweight bouts on there, period. And that bothers me. Yeah, we got a light heavyweight, and that was an excellent fight. Well, I mean, it was an excellent
there
finish.
I don't think there was a fight on that card that wasn't an excellent fight or finish.
But where are the heavyweights?
See, I...
Much like in boxing, quite a few people want to see the heavyweights. And if the heavyweights aren't boxing, only the diehards are really into it.
See, correct. I'm on that foundation with you. That is absolutely correct. But, and this might be me playing sanctimonious fan?
I said you were too nice to me, so now you...
So now you got to bring it back?
No, you're fixing it.
Maybe this is Rob Brown being a sanctimonious fan. I am willing to acknowledge that that is a possibility in the conversation. But if you're the guy that's not going to watch the NBA playoffs because Steph and LeBron aren't in it...
You're about to go Mark Ryan sports...
Arbiter?
Well, I got to take your man card. I got to take your sports card. You're not a real fan because you don't fan the way that I fan. You can only fan the way that I fan to be a fan.
No, but do you acknowledge that if you watch a sport because of a guy, you don't watch the sport, you watch the guy? If you only watch games that LeBron's playing in, you're not a basketball fan, you're a LeBron fan. And that's okay.
I was going to say, so?
And that's okay.
So, I would guess that there are quite a few people who are listening to us or watching us who are casual fans and are more on my way of thinking than there are that are diehard every last little thing I've got to watch.
I didn't fight back against that. Yeah. I agree with you. Here's what I'm saying. This is, and I've made this argument in the
past. That's why we're the show for everybody.
I've made this argument in the past, for instance, about college football. If you only watch Clemson games, you're not a college football fan, you're a Clemson fan, and that's okay. If you only watch South Carolina games, you're not a college football fan, you're a Gamecock fan, and that's okay.
So you're saying you got to watch the MEAC in order to be
a fan. If you're not watching Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, and the rest of the top dogs, then you're not a college football fan, you're a fan of your team, and that, again, is okay. But there's a point I'm driving at here.
The average fan only has a little time in their day to be a fan, and so they're going to be a fan for the stuff that they're really into.
You're running a bunch of points at me that I'm not arguing with you. I agree with you. I understand that I'm very lucky to have the job that I have where the majority of the responsibilities I have are watch all the things, not just the things I like. My point here, I think, though, is that if you're...
Man, how do I get that job?
It's great. If you are watching... If you're going to stay up late... And you're going to pay the money to watch McGregor, but you're not going to stay up late to watch UFC 300, which was a phenomenal card top to bottom. I think you're shortchanging yourself as a fan of the sport. I think you're costing yourself real entertainment and enjoyment because, yeah, like they're going to try to make a compelling card. There is a very high likelihood that whatever they put together under McGregor on that card is not going to be as good of a card as 300 was, and I feel like you cost yourself a very good 300 to watch a good 305 or whatever it's going to be, but with a washed-up fighter at the end of it.
What fight did I miss?
Which fight didn't you miss? Holly Holm got her face kicked in.
Well, I couldn't watch that because I was on the air when that happened. That was prelims.
The Pereira Hill fight was exactly what I hoped that it would be.
No, you're missing a point. I've seen highlights, and as I pointed out, they show almost the entire fight half the time on X pretty soon after it happens.
Well, then why are you buying the McGregor fight?
For the whole experience. And there's more than one person in my household, and when we agree on something is when we do it. When someone else has no interest, I usually don't push it.
I mean, that's fair. I also...
So the majority of fights we buy, I get a text in the middle of the Upstate Pulse saying I bought the fight.
Yeah, and I get that. And again, I like Miss Lisa more than I like you.
I can't blame you.
Yeah, no one could. But at the same time, my response to that would be like, yeah, but you're still an individual fan. You can still buy it even if she doesn't want to watch it. I guess all I'm saying is...
No, I can't. Because, I mean, you know, she...
Because we work in radio.
Yeah.
I think what I'm saying, and I said this yesterday...
You know, I've saved up my allowance. Is it all right if I go ahead and, you know, watch this?
I think I kind of had the same thing yesterday. So that I'll throw myself under the bus as well. I kind of had the same thing yesterday when we were like, we're watching Scotty come down the last three or four holes of the tournament, and I got, and again, I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, and if any of them are listening, I know it's going to sound this way, and I apologize. I'm not trying to be a certain kind of way, but I got a show to do, all right? So I'll get myself in trouble for you, the people, because I, of course, Rob Brown. So I'm sitting there watching Scottie Scheffler, and I got to my right the fiance and one of her friends talking about, you know, the wedding plans in prep. And then over there, I got one of the other girls and her friend talking about their baby. And then two of the guys behind me are talking about GTA 6 and how they're getting new video game consoles when it comes out. And the other guy talking about Madden, and two people in the kitchen eating pimento cheese and talking about whatever. And in a room of eight people, I'm the only one watching the golf tournament. Like, as Scottie Scheffler's playing some of the best golf in a very long time. And then I kind of had the hearkening back to when the lady friend and I were going through our list of friends going, all right, who are we inviting over? And I said, here's the thing. I'm going to sound like a jerk. It is what it is. I don't care. I am only inviting people over who are golf fans. I don't want anybody come. We can go. We can pick another night to go out with anybody else. But if they're not golf fans, I don't want them here. And she's like, why? It's a party. And I said, right, it's a golf party, and I want to watch golf. And if you bring over a bunch of people who don't give a damn about the Masters, then what ends up happening? I got to play the role of good host. And whenever they need something or want something or want to do that, I got to ignore the Masters to talk and to host and whatever. I got to do all that instead of watching the golf. She said, okay, we'll just invite golf people. So we invited all over a bunch of golf people. And I came to the conclusion that no one else in that room was a golf fan. They were just all fans of drama. And there was no drama in this. I mean, there was drama until the back nine of Scottie Scheffler. And then there was no drama. It was just the best golfer on planet Earth playing the best golf on planet Earth. As a golf fan, that's super compelling. As a drama fan who was hoping there would be drama in golf, I get why it's not. And all I'm saying is, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying anybody needs to change their behavior or do it the way that I think it should be done or anything like that. All I'm saying is, if you're a drama fan, whether it's UFC or golf or basketball or anything else, if you're a drama fan, I think you're costing yourself the opportunity to watch some pretty impressive and special athletic feats. And I think it's a disservice to yourself by doing that. Do it your way. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in a minute, we run a sprint through all the stories from the weekend that we have not gotten to yet. So we'll light up a couple more stories. We'll ask what the X is going on, and we will call it a Monday on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rob Brown Show continues here on The Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Robin Lonzo with you as we steam through a Monday edition of the show. Couple more things we need to get to here on the radio broadcast. They announced it on Friday. If you're a Braves fan, you were already aware, but Spencer Strider shut down for the season. He had to undergo reconstructive surgery inside of his pitching elbow, so he had to hit the bricks, and that is very unfortunate because it was expected to be a very big year for the Bravos. And no, it is probably still a little too early, just a little too early. But I got real close this weekend. I got real close. The Bravos dropped a 5-1 decision on the road at Miami, and yesterday were very close to doing it again as they trailed the Miami Marlins by a 7-6 scoreline until Marcell Ozuna hit a 3-run dinger in the away half of the ninth to give a 9-7 scoreline. They were able to hold against Miami, so they take 2 of 3 away from the fish. The series before that, they dropped 2 of 3 to the New York Mets, one game postponed out of that 4-game set due to rain. But before that, they swept the defending NL champs, the Diamondbacks. Before that, split a series with the White Sox. Before that, they took 2 out of 3 from the Phillies. They did have one that had to be postponed. So the Braves currently sitting at 9-5. But they are going to be without Spencer Strider for the remainder of the year. Max Fried slides up into the one spot. Chris Sale, who had a good showing but got no run support from the bats in his last time out against the fish, will go to 2. Charlie Morton to 3. Ronaldo Lopez to 4. And now the Braves get to try to go find who it is that is going to step into that 5 spot in the rotation. Sean Murphy obviously still out, the starting catcher. So Travis d'Arnaud has been getting the most out of it. Had a couple of late clutch hits against Miami yesterday. So there's still some good production there out of d'Arnaud. The occasional Chadwick Trump appearance for Atlanta. Look, like I said, 1 through 9, the lineup for Atlanta is still one of the most competitive in baseball, if not the best in baseball. 1 through 9, it should still be the Braves' division. I'm feeling 14 whole games into the season. I'm feeling a lot less confident of my guaranteed over 101.5. It was easily of my Cy Young bets, of my World Series bets, of the plays I wanted to make preseason. The Braves over 101.5 was the one I thought was the easiest cash. Instead, they find themselves 2 games up on Philly through 14. They are 9-5. Philly 8-8. The Mets 7-8. The Nats 6-9. Miami just 3-13. But one of those 3 came at the expense of the Atlanta Braves. So we'll see what the Braves decide to do without Spencer Strider available for the remainder of the year. My sneaky suspicion is that you're going to see a platoon of guys at the 5, but Widens is not the answer in that spot. I don't know who is. I don't know if you're calling Ian Anderson back up and seeing if his arm can be what it was early in his career. I don't know if you're going to go to Hudson Waldrop earlier than you wanted to, the rookie out of Florida, the Braves' first-round pick. I don't know which direction you're going to go with for that 5-hole long term. I know it's not Winans. And after that, it's a crapshoot. But 1 through 4, they are still good. They are not as good as some other staffs around the year. The question mark is, can the bats get hot? Can the bats step up? At this point, the Bravos are going to have to win by hitting the over run total in every game so far. Chase Elliott gets the W in Texas, ends a 42-race winless streak at Texas Motor Speedway. His first Cup Series win since 2022, was able to get past Ross Chastain on the white flag lap after the two drivers restarted on the front row. Chastain went crashing off William Byron's bumper down the backstretch on the final lap. Had an opportunity to win the race, did Ross Chastain, but it just got a little bit loose coming off the bumper, and Chase Elliott was able to shoot by him and get it done. Here's what I wanted to talk about, though. As much as we will talk about the race, the win, the breakdown, the playoff chase as we get closer, what I wanted to talk about was the fact that here is a race at Texas, a very important race, a race where guys are trying to build some momentum moving into the middle of the season. I didn't watch a lap. There's not a race that I don't watch a lap. There's not a race that I don't at least check in for the last handful of minutes. There's not a race that I don't at least join in and watch a little bit of. I don't at Texas and I don't at Kansas. I was having this conversation last Friday with Cole Bryan, host of Wire to Wire with Cole and Diesel Cole from Bryson. 3 to 7.
Cole Bryson.
What'd I say?
You said Cole Bryan.
You know that guy.
Which I thought was hilarious.
Cole Bryson with Cole and Diesel on Wire to Wire, which airs from 3 to 7 every single weekday.
That's
here on the Fan
Upstate.
That's
why you should just go with one name. You don't have to worry about, you know, people butchering the second one.
I've picked up on calling him CB lately, and I don't know if that's going to stick or not.
No, I think he likes that. All the more reason to not do that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So I was talking with Cole. And we were before this race, and we were talking about it. And I said, you know, are you going to do anything during the race? Like, is there a split? Because yesterday, at one point in time, there was the Masters final round, the NBA, for me, Pelicans, Lakers. There was 15 other NBA or 14 other NBA games, a Braves game, and the NASCAR race all on at the same time.
By the way, recorded Pelicans, Lakers, was going to watch it. Just jumped over there while the Masters was on, saw the score, laughed, and switched back and decided I wasn't going to watch the game because it was pretty ugly.
Yeah, it was not the best performance from the fellas. Not the best performance from the boys. Anyway, we had all that going on, and I asked Cole, who is like one of the handful of NASCAR guys that I know. I'm like, are you checking in on Texas at all? And he was like, I'm not, dude. It's a boring race. I said, I know. I'm the same way. I don't know if NASCAR fans that are older than me felt the same way or feel the same way, but the cookie cutter tracks are boring to me. They're just boring. Now, the good news is this one at least had some drama down the home stretch. At least there was a little bit of drama down the home stretch. But by and large, these 1.5 mile quad and tri-ovals are boring. Like, I feel like I could have checked in for the last 5 laps of this race and been fine. That's about as good as the entertainment was going to get. That was about as good as the entertainment was going to be. These 1.5 mile tracks have fallen out. And I think it's got to do with the fact that you are looking now at uniform standard equipment between every car. Cheating in NASCAR is as difficult as it's ever been. Like I said, I went a couple of weeks ago up to the Spire Garage in Charlotte, just a couple of miles away from Charlotte Motor Speedway. Went up to the Spire Garage, and they showed us a piece of equipment that is called the Hawkeye system. And basically, it is a tent with a weight plate on the bottom. And they drive these cars in, and they set them on this plate, and this plate can measure down to like 1/100th of a pound. And then they have these boxes around the room that shine lasers on the car. And these lasers can measure surface area and height and weight and width down to like a fraction of a centimeter. It's wild. So you can look at a 3D model scan of the car, and this equipment will put a little arrow and say, This panel is 1/100th of an inch taller than it needs to be for max airflow. And obviously that also means it's outside of NASCAR regulations. These cars that are being driven are almost identical. The advantage that the big teams have is that they build their own engines. The smaller teams, they get engines from the big teams, which means they're getting the engines that are less efficient by, you know, 1-2 horsepower than the ones that go into the car at Hendrickson and Roush and Gibbs, etc. And so when you have standardized equipment between every car that drives onto the racetrack, then when you get into races like Texas, you end up with the cars that have, you end up with the cars that have the 1 or 2 or 3 horsepower advantage jumping out to a 1, 1.5, 2 second lead over the cars that have the secondhand engines. And that is why you always see the same guys up front, the same guys chasing. And then it comes down to driver talent and small little issues with the car that create spots where more often than not, you've got a car and a half second, and then a car and then a half second, and then a car and then a half second, and then a car and then a half second, and then a car and then a half second, and a car. And there's very little drama. And as we have talked about with UFC today, as we have talked about with golf today, as much as I appreciate all the little things that go into making a car drivable, making a car capable of winning, making a car as efficient as possible, at the same time, I think NASCAR, maybe more than golf, definitely more than UFC, NASCAR loses its enjoyability when I've got car and then a half second, and then a car and then a half second, and then a car and then a half second, and then nobody's passing each other. Nobody's racing each other. With golf, yeah, Scotty Scheffler's win might be boring, but I'm watching this guy come out of the bunker from 112 yards away and stick it to 8 inches in the pin. That's incredible. And that is a thing that only he can do in that spot. When I'm watching UFC, sure, there's no heavyweights on the card for UFC 300. But what I do have is straight up head-to-head, face-to-face, or maybe I should say fist-to-face competition between some of the best fighters in the world. And I'm watching that. When NASCAR doesn't have drama, it's not like you can go, look how special Ross Chastain is. Look how special William Byron is. Look how special Denny Hamlin is. When those guys don't have drama, they just got to not run into a wall. Which, don't get me wrong, at 175 miles an hour out of a turn is still impressive. But when NASCAR at these mile and a half cookie cutters turns into don't hit a wall and there's no passing, there's no drama, I don't feel compelled to watch anymore. I don't feel compelled to jump in. I don't feel compelled to make sure it's can't miss. Now, next week when the boys go super speedway racing, now I'm back in. Because I know that when they're at a super speedway, I know when they're at a super speedway like Talladega next Sunday for the Geico 500, some absolute craziness is going to go down. I know the Sunday after that, when they're at Dover, because it's not a traditional track, it's going to get wild. I know that's going to be good. Then we go to Kansas, snoozer. Then we're at Darlington on May 12th for the Goodyear 400. Y'all know what Darlington is. You can't not hit a wall at Darlington. It's made to make you hit walls. It's going to be great. Then we got the All-Star at Wilkesboro. That's a local track. That's a short track. I'm in. Then we go to Charlotte. Charlotte, I'm sorry to say, unless it's Roval weekend, Charlotte falls into that track. Now, the Coke 600 is interesting because it's 100 miles an hour or 100 miles longer than the regular race. So these guys and their crews are having to be pushed to do something that is different than a regular 400 or 500 mile race at a 1.5 mile track. You got to go 100 extra miles. That's more tires. That's more pit stops that can be screwed up. Then we turn around and we go to Madison, Illinois. All right. Short track. I'm in. Sonoma Raceway. I'm in. Iowa Speedway, 350. Okay, that's all you. New Hampshire. Okay, that's all you. Nashville. Newer track. That's a super speedway. That's a 399-mile race. I'm in for that. Then we go to Chicago, street race. I'm in. Pocono, wild track. I'm in. Indy, rectangle. I'm in. These 1.5-mile tracks like Texas and Kansas, they got to go. They got to go. They're bad for the sport. I'm willing to stand on that now. Texter said, Rob, we have reached this social media age where attention spans are low and people have to have drama. It seems to enjoy something. I miss the good old days and NASCAR doesn't seem near as good as it did back in the day. Not saying it's all wrong. It's just a different age we live in, I guess. Listen, I am the first to jump in line and complain, get off my lawn, you utes, about the lower attention span. I think you're absolutely spot on correct. Instagram and TikTok have created this world of instant gratification and very short attention spans. I'm not going to argue with that.
What?
Exactly. What I am going to say is NASCAR is different. See, it used to be that these guys built their cars from the ground up. They would go get the shell of their Camaro or whatever. But those engines were built by engineers, by mechanics in a shop. And you brought your own stuff to the track. And that made NASCAR compelling, but it also was the reason that for so long it was the same handful of drivers showing up all the time. Now NASCAR is uniform. Every car that starts is the same car. It's got to be within certain specs, and those specs come down to the millimeter. And if you miss those specs, you're out. I think that has been good in the leveling of the playing field because now there's a lot more opportunity for a lot more drivers to be a lot more successful and therefore a lot more popular. And I'm a lot in for that. Which is why I think so many of these road tracks, Sonoma, the Chicago Raceway, the Roval at Charlotte, that's why they're so interesting to me because it opens up Victory Lane to not the same seven cars from the same four teams over and over and over. I'm 100% good with that. I will say one thing I think NASCAR needs to get back. Same with golf. It's got to find ways to kick rivalries back into it. It's got to find... Denny Hamlin is the best thing that's happened in NASCAR in a long time. Why? Because he's kind of a jerk. When Denny Hamlin wins a race and they put a mic in his face and they say, how do you feel? And he looks up at the crowd and he goes, I feel like I just beat your favorite driver. DX, baby! Now all of a sudden, everybody's got a reason to watch that guy. Love him or hate him, they got a reason to watch that guy. NASCAR's got to create more of that. You can't just show up every week and tell me, here comes Chase Elliott, NASCAR's most popular driver. That doesn't matter to me. That doesn't do anything for me. You've got to make something compelling. And then I'll check in. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We will wrap it up with one more topic, maybe two, and then a little what the X is going on, and we call it a Monday. I am Rob Brown. He is Lonzo. And this is the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. All right, before we get to what the X is going on, I'm going to run both of our audio highlights from the day again because I can't get enough of either one. Let's start with the Houston Rockets on the road yesterday, final day of the NBA season. They're out in Los Angeles taking on the Clippers. Boban Marjanovic escalated himself into the pantheon of spectacular players doing spectacular things. Boban has just leaned into being a goofy, fun guy, and I love it. The Clippers do a promotion alongside Chick-fil-A at every home game, where if any opposing player misses back-to-back free throws, everybody in the crowd with a ticket gets a free chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. That's a pretty good price. I will go out of my way to get me a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, all right? It's no Popeyes, but it's real close. Boban was at the stripe. The Rockets had pretty much put this game away. There's just inside of a minute left. Boban's free throws, yeah, they'd help, but they're not going to win or lose the game. So what does Boban do? Boban goes to the stripe, misses free throw one. The PA announcer,
Remember, fans, if Beaumont misses this free throw, everybody's going home with a free chicken sandwich courtesy of our friends at Chick-fil-A.
And the crowd starts to lose it. They just need a free. All of them suddenly turned into gamblers. Every one of them got the buzz of what it's like when you're sitting on Anthony Davis over 16 and a half and he's got 15. Everybody knows what that's like. Well, at least everybody at the Clippers game. Boban misses free throw number one. He's at the line. The announcement gets made. He makes the eyeballs with the Clippers fans.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He acknowledges them and then. You're damn right, Boban did. He absolutely bricked the second free throw. And as he's backpedaling on defense, he looks at the crowd and he gives them the point. You're welcome, because Boban is a man of the people. And then, ladies and gentlemen, I won't even set it up. Would you like some baseball cards? Because the Don, Don West, has the greatest sales pitch of all time. That guy should be trending.
Yeah.
Forever.
He probably should. All right, the first thing that is Xing is something I should not have clicked on. Hashtag seductive Sunday. Made a mistake there. Made a big mistake clicking on that one. Should not have clicked on that one. Yeah. Yeah. The first couple pictures let me know that was a mistake.
Bow chicka bow wow. Chicka bow wow bow chicka bow wow.
All right, let's move on from that.
You clicked on it on Monday. You knew what you were doing, Lonzo.
No, I did.
You knew what you were doing.
I'm a little lackadaisical and I clicked on and I should.
Right now trending, hashtag Monday motivation. You could have gone Monday motivation. You went with seductive Sunday. We get it.
Okay,
get it.
That was like at 6:10 this morning I clicked on that.
I
was like,
I can't imagine why it's still trending.
Is it?
I have no idea.
Okay,
I don't look until this is over.
All right, the next thing that's Xing is Brandon Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk. Oh, the drama. Brandon Ayuk has unfollowed the San Francisco 49ers across all social media as he tries to reach a long-term contract extension with the team. The 49ers have said they want him back. He has said he wants to come back, but he wants top-notch money, and the 49ers have reminded him, you're not Debo, guy. You're just not. So he did the old unfollow spree, and now everybody in the Golden State is flipping out.
I still want that job, to be the person who just monitors social media of players and goes, got one. I just got paid.
I just scrolled through his 2,500 Twitter followers, and now it's 2,499.
And then you have to call the boss and let him know.
Yep.
It's Brandon this time. All right. The next thing that's Xing is Uncle Howdy.
So, there's been a lot going on the Uncle Howdy front, as obviously there's been a couple of in-arena teases. Was it Friday night? Friday night, I believe.
It was Friday night.
There was a glitch during the show, during a match, and the eagle-eyed amongst wrestling fans saw that there was some text down in the bottom right corner. And after they opened it up and freeze-framed it, it said, "You forgot about us." Then at a, I don't know where it was, but at a con this weekend, there was a panel with some WWEers to discuss Bray Wyatt and the genius that was Husky Harris. And during that, the lights faded, and on the monitor, there was a little kind of similar glitch thing in which viewers reported seeing a quick flash of Uncle Howdy's face. I don't know what they're going to do. Obviously, Bo, who has been invested, he was at the Hall of Fame.
By the way,
he did the doc.
Eric Rowan had to tell a bunch of the indie promoters that he is no longer available at this moment.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm down with a Wyatt family reunion. Won't be the same, but I'm still down for it.
And finally, the last thing that's Xing, I don't know why this is Xing, it's tax day.
Let's talk about Seductive Sunday some more, should we, Lonzo? Let's talk more Seductive Sunday.
I can
Sunday.
See why you want to go there and not tax day, because, you know.
I just want to know what's the first thing you saw. Just mild detail.
There was no nudity. It was just scantily clad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good with that.
There's a blonde, if I recall.
Was it Sydney Sweeney?
I don't know.
She's taken over America.
I don't know if it was or not. I just like, oh no, why did I click that?
Lonzo couldn't find the red X in the top corner fast enough.
Like, okay.
That's it for us, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you have a seductive Monday. We will see you all back here tomorrow to do it all over again, but better on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate later. Yeah!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.